Welcome to Golf Talk Live. This award-winning weekly radio program provides you with all the information you need about private and public golf courses, special features, and interviews with the men and women, both players and executives, who impact golf across the tri-state region and the country. And now, here are your hosts, Alan Depew and Tony Leodora.
And welcome to Golf Talk Live. Alan Depew, we are posted up outside the golf shop at beautiful Lulu Country Club. I am joined today by my good friend to my left, Eddie Chiesa, the number one producer in golf radio.
Good morning.
Also joining us, Dennis Poise, the head golf professional at Lulu.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
I am great, Dennis. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Beautiful day we got here, and looking for a fun day out here at Lulu.
Well, you know, I've known John Russ, the general manager of Lulu, for a number of years, and normally he joins us on the show. I think his head's on the pillow this morning.
He is. He had a rough night last night. I'm sure he had a good time, but I am happy to fill in for his spot today.
You're the last-minute alternate that gets into the tournament.
Yes, I got the call from the bullpen.
Also joining us on assignment in Florida, Tony Leodora. Good morning, my friend.
All right, I've got my water wings on, and I'm trying to stay above the water line here. We've been in a week of heavy rain in Florida that has impacted the golf courses. Everybody on cart path only. That's the ones that are open. Some are not even able to get people out there. I was at an event the other night at Tarpon Woods, which is owned by our good friend Jan Stevenson. And they have not been able to get their back nine open for 2 weeks now.
Oh,
so it's a little bit, a little rainy down here. You guys are in a better weather pattern up there.
Well, I tell you what, they've turned off the heat up here, Tony. It is 59 this morning. Fall is coming to the Northeast, and it's beautiful out.
It is. Beautiful day today.
Yeah, so I think the happiest one would be Eddie Chiesa. He hates the heat. I know that, our producer there, so he's probably smiling today.
This is the perfect temperature for me. I love it.
So, Dennis, we were talking off air before we hopped on. Tell us about the 2020 season for you, sir. I'm sure it has been crazy.
Yes, here at Lulu, it has been a crazy year. Obviously, the beginning of the season with the pandemic uncertainty. To start, but once we were able to reopen, it's been nothing but craziness here at Lulu, and our rounds are up, membership is up, and this is a great place to be right now.
Tony, have you been to the new clubhouse since it's opened?
Absolutely. Been there a few times. Actually was there and sang out on the patio one night doing our little Sinatra show, but it's wonderful. It is a fun place to hang. And the thing that impressed me the most was all of the new young members that I've seen at Lulu Country Club, obviously taking advantage of the clubhouse and the golf course as the center of their social activity. And that's the way golf used to be back in the heyday, when things were really percolating before the world went crazy. Let's say back in the 90s, and I'm glad to see that. There's not a better place, really, to spend your day than at a club where you've got all your friends, you've got healthy outdoor activity, and a clubhouse that serves all the needs for doing the rest of the sports and dining and entertaining, all those kind of things. So it's a good scene right now.
It really is. And Dennis, I guess that leads to the next question I have for you is, with the opening of the new clubhouse, and it is beautiful, folks, if you've not made it by here to see the club and see this new clubhouse, how is that completing the restoration of Ross? I know that's the marketing from Lulu, is the restoration of Ross. The golf course itself, it stands on its own. It's an amazing golf track. But this completes the entire picture. How is that impacting membership?
You know, when this clubhouse opened, word got around, and it's the hype in the area right now. So what you see is you see this clubhouse, and there's people coming from all walks of life out here. So membership is up, rounds are up. It's a younger crowd, like Tony had mentioned, and we are just busy with dining with members coming out for you know, they can't do anything right now, so they come out here.
Right.
Working from up in the clubhouse on the deck. So it is just a busy place right now, and it's been great for membership.
Outdoor patio bars.
Dennis, you know what?
Go ahead, Tony.
Dennis, if I can ask you just quickly. Traditionally, at least in the Philadelphia area, after Labor Day, there is a certain segment of the golf population that puts the clubs in the garage. It just seems that that's their mindset. Others of us realize that fall is the best time for golf. I wonder if that's going to change a little bit. You've, again, been, you know, the tee sheet has been full from morning to night throughout the summer. I wonder if that's going to change a little bit this fall. Are we going to see an uptick in golf during the fall as opposed to, say, staying at home and watching all the NFL games, or we know the stories there?
Yeah, I think this fall we're still going to have rounds going to be up from what we're used to seeing because, again, there's not much for people to do outside right now. So what they got to do is they come to the club here. They have some lunch, they play golf, and then they have some dinner. So, again, that's going to bring usage up for us here. And, again, that's exciting for us, and we're looking forward to seeing the members out here a lot during the fall here.
And Dennis, we're going to talk some pro golf right now, if that's all right.
Absolutely.
You prepared?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to move on to our pro golf report. The weather is hot, but the deals at Kutztown Auto and their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet, in Morgantown, PA, are even hotter. At Kutztown Auto, get Buick and GMC employing pricing on all models except the GMC Sierra. At Turnpike Chevrolet, save up to 15% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Go to KutztownCars.com and TurnpikeChevy.com. Kutztown Auto and Turnpike Chevrolet, they are both closer than you think, and they bring us our Pro Golf Report. Alan.
Tony, what's the leaderboard looking like this week?
Well, the focus this week, for good and bad reasons, is on the ladies. The LPGA Tour playing a major championship this week, the Anna Inspiration out at Rancho Mirage in California, Palm Springs area, and they've got a pretty interesting leaderboard. Nelly Korda, red hot with a 67 yesterday, and now after two rounds, 11 under par. She has a two-shot lead over Miriam Lee. And then at 7 under par, longtime favorite of Golf Talk Live, I have to admit, Lexi Thompson, she's at 7 under. She also had a 67 yesterday. These are the low scores from the Anna Inspiration Friday play. So she's two shots back along with Nanya, of course, Madsen. And 6 under, Kelly Pan and Injie Chung. So it's pretty interesting. Also at 5 under, got an amateur, Gabriella Ruffles, along with Catherine Kirk, and a name we haven't seen on the leaderboard in a while, Christina Kim. So that's interesting, a major being played out in the desert, Palm Springs. I said there's also bad news, and that is that the word came down. KPMG Women's PGA Championship that we have been waiting for quite a while at Aronimate, that will be played in mid-October, it was announced will now be played without fans. And that is a tough hit for the Delaware County Tourism Board, who has put a lot of time and money and effort into promoting this event and was so looking forward to bringing people into the Delaware County area to see the major or the tournament at Aronimink, a major championship for the LPGA Tour. And, 2020, the hits keep coming, and that's going to be another tough economic hit. They were looking for a big influx of people and money coming in there. And, we've worked closely with those people. Our sister show, Traveling Golfer, we did two shows promoting the event in advance, one that aired last October, one that aired in April. And the feedback we got from people was amazing because they said, oh, we saw the show. We're so excited for the event. This is going to be very cool, Women's Championship here in the Philadelphia area, And it's still going to be there. It's going to be played, but it's going to be played without fans. And that's a tough knock for
people. Is definitely
at Adirondack and in Delaware County. Yeah, you understand that, Alan.
That's definitely
ramped up.
Definitely unfortunate for all the work that's being done in the area. I know the fans wanted to get out to that. The men are kicking off the 2021 season with the Safeway Open.
A little bit of a funny situation in between the Tour Championship last week and the U.S. Open coming up. They're out there in California playing the Safeway Open. And, of course, not far from all the wildfires that are out there, but think about that, too, at the same time. But it's not a great leaderboard. A lot of people in the Tour Championship last week not playing. Sam Burns, a 15-under par, two-shot lead over Harry Higgs. Cameron Percy, Russell Knox, DJ Trahan, all at 12-under. Names on the leaderboard, although not that high up, it looks like the senior tour, Phil Mickelson, Stuart Sink, Jim Furyk, they're all competing in this, but they're not in contention. So it's a bit of a different atmosphere out there in California. And it is the start of the 2020-21 season that will take a very strange course as we also move through the major championships still to be played, the U.S. Open and the Masters. The PGA Tour champions, the Sanford Open, and there's good and bad news out of that also. The leaderboard, has some nice names on it. Vicky Pride, David Toms, and Miguel Angel Jimenez, all at 5-under par. Jerry Kelly, Paul Goidos at 4-under, along with Paul Broadhurst and Steve Fletch. A couple shots back at 2-under is John Daly. Bad news there is he was just diagnosed as having bladder cancer, yet he's out there competing in the Sanford Invitational in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's our Pro Golf Report, as always, brought to you by our good friends at Kutztown Auto and their sister store, Turnpike Chevrolet. Remember, they are both closer than you think.
Tony, we're going to take a brief step away for the sponsors. And when we come back, we're going across the pond to Ireland. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Hi, this is Ben Crenshaw, and you are listening to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back on Golf Talk Live. I am pleased to announce, or have join us, I should say, our September product of the month. If you were listening to the show last week or you've been on our Facebook page, you will see that September is Prime Irish Golf Tours. And joining us from Ireland, Richie O'Dell. Richie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Alan, and greetings from Ireland.
Yeah. The other side of the pond, so to speak.
The other side, the nicer side.
grass is greener on the other side, for sure. Hey, Richie, we've chatted before, and I'm really excited. We announced last week that we're partnering up to bring a Golf Talk Live tour. People from our show joining you.
We're looking for 24 guests that are going to have an opportunity to come over. And really, you've crafted a tour of a lifetime in Dublin, Center City area. Tell us a little bit about not only Prime Irish Golf Tours, but what have you put together for us?
So having been an ex-PGA professional for 20 years, the experience that I gained from it really stands me to a good point that I can produce classy packages. And what we've done is we've produced a package, or a tour, sorry, based around Dublin. So the longest time we spend on the road would be 45 minutes. So it's staying in Dublin city centre. The six golf courses that we've picked are Portmarnock, Portmarnock Links, Royal Dublin, Baltrae, the K Club, and the European Club. So, for instance, the Ryder Cup course that we're playing held the Ryder Cup a few years back, but let me think, oh, that's right, Europe beat America on that occasion again. the Portmarnock course held the British Amateur Championship 2 years ago. Royal Dublin has been a previous venue to the Irish Open for many a year back in the 90s. The European Club is a very well-known course. It's designed by the Ruddy family. It's privately owned by the Ruddy family. A super track. And then we have Baltrae and Portmarnock Links. So they would be the two lesser knowns, we'll say. All within 20, 25 minutes of Dublin city centre. Sorry, the furthest one, as I said, would be either Baltrae, which some people call it Baltrae. Some people prefer to call it County Louth. So they would be the two furthest. So I believe you want to, I believe you're having a kind of a gala dinner on the last night.
We are indeed,
so
yes.
We'll have plenty of opportunity to sample the great hospitality that we provide here in Ireland. So as we say to everybody coming here to Ireland, we can guarantee three things: great golf, great food, great crack. But we can't guarantee the weather, unfortunately. So, as they say, Ireland is the best country in the world if we had a ceiling.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we began this conversation about partnering, I was very excited about this opportunity. Portmarnock is definitely on one of my bucket list golf courses to play.
Yeah.
And the K Club. The K Club, hopefully we can have a little bit better success than our American touring professionals did when they were there.
Yeah. So we have the flyer printed or posted on our website for anybody who wants to view it. It's on all our social media, particularly yours. It's on your social media platforms. So anybody who's interested in coming can either contact you or they can contact me through my website.
And if I may for 1 second, really that's, you're talking about obviously the experience of the Ryder Cup, and we chose a date that actually will fall on, I believe it's the week following the Ryder Cup, the postponed.
The Ryder Cup.
Correct. So that's what a great opportunity to be in Ireland right after the Ryder Cup's taken place, playing on a former Ryder Cup property, and you create experiences. I mean, my friend, that's really what you do.
Yeah. They say Scotland is the home of golf. Ireland is as well. You know, we have golf courses, particularly the link-style golf courses, that are known worldwide. And when you couple that with, as I said, you know, I joked earlier about the three things that we guarantee, the hospitality, the you know, the good crack, as we call it, and the golf. It's just such an experience to come to Ireland.
Right.
And, you know, we are in a good position that nobody goes home, goes back to the States or back to Canada having had a bad experience. So it's a good product to sell, particularly in my business, you know, as a tour operator, having these golf courses on your doorstep. I wouldn't say it's such an easy sell, but it's great to have these products to be able to sell.
Right, understood.
You know, so, in terms of Ryder Cup, is that finishing the Sunday that you're traveling, I wonder? Because if it's the weekend that you're traveling, you won't miss anything because you'll be traveling overnight.
Right.
So he will leave on the Saturday evening. He'll be arriving into Dublin Airport between 7 and 9 a.m. and you'll be on the first tee box by 10 a.m. that morning.
It's an experience. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I really am, I guess, appreciative of the opportunity that you've helped create for our listeners with Golf Talk Live. And we're going to have you on a number of times over the coming months just to talk not only more about this tour that we've created, but some more of your tours. I know you have a Southern tour that goes down and plays the famous Old Head Golf Course.
If you're talking about tours, I mean, you have Ballybunion, you know, Tom Watson's favorite golf course in the world.
Right.
Lahinch, Tralee, Waterville, the Old Head of Kinsale, as you just mentioned. I mean, that is a tour in itself. I mean, it is, you know, there's a great saying in golf or in life, your bucket list. That has to be at the very, very top of any golfer's bucket list. Like, guys are going home saying, you know, the one question we ask everybody on the way to the airport for them flying home on their departure day is, what was your favorite course?
Right.
And they cannot answer a question because the seven courses that you play in that particular tour, each one is better than the next. So, you know, it's a super tour, super tour.
And folks, let's hope that we've created the teaser for you to hop onto golftalklive.net or primeirishgolftours.com, correct, Richie?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Check out the flyers. We're going to need to take a brief step away to listen to our sponsors. Richie, I could talk to you for hours about the great opportunities that we're going to have, and we're hoping to make this an annual event.
Indeed, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And that's one thing before you finish out. That's the reason why we limit the first tour to just 24 guys, to create a good product. So the 24 who are going back home can then promote it to their friends, and hopefully they come to the following tour.
Yeah.
So, guys, it's the first 24 people who are willing to come. You're going to have a great time.
There we go. Richie, okay. Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Super, Alan. Good talking to you.
We are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
In this rapidly changing real estate world, it is imperative you have the expert advice of a global leader. With over 15,000 offices worldwide, Colliers International offers you the solution to maximizing your property value. Relieve the stress of finding that perfect space, sourcing new tenants, or managing your assets. Colliers is a full-service real estate firm dedicated to providing solutions to your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling, accelerate success with Colliers International. Connect with a partner in your area today at colliers.com.
Back to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back out at Lulu Country Club. We're posted up right outside the golf shop, outside this beautiful new clubhouse on a beautiful, almost fall day. I am joined by Eddie Chiesa, still sitting to my left.
Yes.
We are centrally located right here in Montgomery County. So if I'm going to think Montgomery County, I'm going to think fall golf. I should probably also be thinking of reaching out to our good friend, Rachel Riley from Destination Montco Golf. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. Just like you said, what a beautiful morning. I'm so excited for these fall temps that are coming.
It was a little brisk this morning while we were setting up for the remote out here.
Hey, that's okay by me. I think that sounds like perfect golf day.
Absolutely. Well, the golfers are filing in. Lulu Country Club is bustling with activity. It is definitely a hot place to be when playing golf right now with everything that's going on over here at this property. And that's the case with a lot of the golf courses in Montgomery County. Everything right now is active, obviously, due to the pandemic. A lot of people are getting out playing golf. We documented that well on the show. But people are also beginning to do drive destinations. And what better place than to come to Montgomery County with everything we have going on? Tell us a little bit about that. And are you starting to see an uptick in bookings?
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, our golf courses have been busy since they were allowed to be open back in April. and we're so excited for them. And it, you know, we are a true golf destination with so many courses. We have one of the largest concentrations in the country, but not just that, we are seeing a ton of traffic start to, we're a very drivable location. We've got a great East Coast spot right here, access to major highways, plus we have affordable hotel rates, free parking at most of our hotels. So it's really a great spot to come to right now for the fall. Lots of kids are virtual schooling, so, you know, take that field trip with the kids. They can golf too. And of course, there's tons of other family-friendly attractions and activities. And what we're promoting is our hashtag Make It Monco hotel package. So we've got more than 60 participating members between partners, so restaurants and things like that, and hotels. You can come book a stay overnight in Montgomery County, book your tee time online through a partnership with GolfNow. And then there's tons of other things to do. And with that package, you get $300 worth of coupons and discounted rates to all of those attractions and restaurants that I just mentioned. And there's so much to do. We've got 1,600 restaurants, as I know you guys know, heard it on that commercial as I was waiting. And a lot of those restaurants right now are doing outdoor dining still. So, you know, these beautiful crisp temperatures are still going to be so lovely for the fall and to enjoy a nice meal. And of course, we have shopping and biking and, you know, really so much to do. And even at Valley Forge National Historical Park, we're seeing and hearing folks come from, you know, New York and all over the country still. That is an international gem of a destination right here in Monco. So we really are seeing an uptick, people starting to feel more comfortable and get out there. We already had world-class hotels here in Montgomery County, and they've really stepped it up in making sure that everything is safe and clean for their guests. You can do contactless booking, and you get a contactless key card. You can do it right on your phone. So, you know, it's really a no-brainer. We make it so easy to enjoy a stay in Monco.
And Rachel, it's Eddie here. I actually bumped into you at one of the great fall attractions last year. So my wife and I do this thing called Fall Day where we bring in our friends. We all, like, gather. We cook a big breakfast, and then we spend the day. We go to Merrymead Farm and Freddie Hill Farm. So places like that, are their fall festivities going to be intact this year?
Some are, some aren't, or it's going to look just a little bit different this year. So we encourage folks to, of course, contact the venue directly or absolutely check out our website, valleyforge.org, and our free app, Visit Valley Forge. And you can find out, we're researching a lot of those fall activities now to make sure that they're still happening or what they're going to look like this year so we can help get the word out. But those farms and, you know, pumpkin picking are always such a great fun family activity each fall. And I know we did see you last year, Eddie, me and the kids, and my husband, and we love to do things like that every fall. It's my favorite time. I look forward to it each year. So I'm really excited for folks to be able to get out and enjoy Monco at this time of year. And like I was saying, you know, besides, we have biking too. So there's so many activities that you can tie to an entire weekend in Monco with your golf, with your round of golf too. Like biking. Again, on our free app, we have digital bike routes. So, you know, put the rack on the car, bring your bikes too, stay overnight, and then you have these easy, accessible tours that you can take all throughout Montgomery County, see history, see beautiful homes, see gardens. Some are a challenge. Some might have hills. So, you know, just strap your helmets on, make sure your tires are filled, and you'll have a fun, good time. And then, of course, shopping, too. You know, we have the Mecca, the iconic King of Prussia Mall, but we also have outdoor shopping at the outlets out in Limerick, and we also have tons of Main Street, you know, downtown boutique, really unique destinations from Ambler to Ardmore, even out to Pottstown and Skipack. So lots of great little mini destinations within our larger Montgomery County destination.
Well, if everybody listening wants to see a nice little visual treat of pretty much all the golf courses in Montgomery County, or at least a big sampling of them, right now on NBC Sports, you can watch the new Traveling Golfer that features all of Destination Montco Golf. But for our purposes here, we have to paint the picture with our words, Alan, like on radio here. So Alan and I will take those trails with a golf cart, if that's okay. We don't need a bike. But
that's fine. I'm with you.
But we can set all of that up.
Let's meet for a Let's meet for a 19th hole, too, at one of our Monco Makers. And you can use our – we also have a free app for that, too. And you can check in, earn points, and get rewards through that, too. So,
I like where this is going, Rachel.
We've got more than 30 award-winning breweries, wineries, and distilleries. So tons of places to check out.
All right, so 18 holes, and then we stop. We get the fire pit going, cigar, Alan, we're in, right?
I'm in.
Oh, that sounds perfect. Great fall evening. Here you go.
Well, Rachel, appreciate you hopping on with us this morning. We're here at Lulu Country Club. We're going to just take a step away for our sponsors. You're listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
You only have one opportunity to sell your golf property. Shouldn't you partner with an expert that offers you 30-plus years of golf industry experience combined with the reach of a global leader in real estate? Colliers International Golf Brokerage and Advisory Services understands your unique business needs. Whether it is brokerage, management, and consulting, be reassured that the market leader in the business of golf is providing you the real answers and practical solutions you deserve. Contact Golf Talk Live co-host and Colliers Golf Advisory Services member Alan DePew today at 717-554-8519. That's 717-554-8519.
Did you pick up my ball? I should say not. Did you pick up the gentleman's ball?
Oh, I did not.
Back to Golf Talk Live.
And we are back once again outside the golf shop at beautiful Lulu Country Club, right adjacent the beautiful, amazing-looking new clubhouse. And, Eddie, this is it's a great place.
I wish every morning could be exactly like this.
Well, you're liking the fact that it's 59 degrees and it's a nice fall-esque morning.
And the beautiful clubhouse is keeping the sun from hitting me right now, well, so I love that,
That's a beautiful thing as well. So fall translates into school, back to school days, and we're going to go back to school on the golf course. Joining us, the head coach of the men's team at Villanova, James Wilkes. James, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
So I got to ask the question, what's going on with school golf now?
It really, just like everything else around the country, it depends on where you are. There is fall golf happening in various parts of the country. Different schools and conferences are going to have a fall schedule. Unfortunately, that's not the case for Villanova. We're in the Big East Conference, and they decided that they're not going to have any fall competition in any sports. So we are limited to practice right now.
Okay.
But we are very fortunate that our school is open. Our student athletes are back on campus. They're in the classroom. We're working out in person a couple of times a week. And they're able to go to our home course and practice and play. So it's almost normal. It's just that we're not getting in the van and going to play in a tournament.
Normal is not usually a word we're hearing in 2020. But I'll tell you what, chomping at the bit in Florida right now on assignment is Tony Leodora, because he is a huge Villanova guy. Tony.
Well, Coach, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes because you know this kills me. And I feel for you. I know the stories of it's like being a king without a kingdom, a coach without anything to coach. I know you're practicing, but let's face it, it's all about the competition. And August 12th was a dark day for me when I got the news that all fall sports at Villanova, the Big East Conference, were canceled, including the football team, which was preseason ranked in the top five. And I was so happy for Coach Ferrante, who has worked hard since taking over the reins from my good friend, Coach Andy Talley. It's just a sad time. I was planning to be up there, but I am going to be up in Philadelphia for about 12 days. We'll be doing the radio show from Atlantic City next week, the following weekend. I was all set for a Villanova Rhode Island football game, tailgating the Villanova football club, and you know, probably seeing you around the campus somewhere there. It's a difficult time, and I know they're talking about getting
some competition together in the spring, but not quite the same, right?
It's not, and I hear you about Coach Ferrante. I mean, he's done a great job with that program, and they were looking really good. They were really excited, but hopefully they're going to be able to play in the spring or do something with football at our level. So, but yeah, as far as our team, you know, our spring is hopefully going to happen. So we still have all of our away tournaments scheduled. We have a home Wildcat Invitational scheduled at Radnor Valley in April.
Oh yeah.
And obviously the Big East championship is still on the books. So we're just really, really, really hopeful that it all happens. Go ahead.
I know you have to be diplomatic. I don't understand why golf is canceled at this time. I think golf teams should be competing. The tennis team is canceled. Come on. Talk about social distancing.
Yeah. No doubt. And Tony, I mean, as coaches, the Big East coaches, we wrote a proposal to our ADs and said, hey, look, let's try a pod system and play the East teams play a couple of times and the West teams play a couple of times. And everybody agrees that we're a very low-risk sport. Everybody knows that. I mean, the golf business is booming. It's obviously a very safe activity. But, you know, we have to respect just how fragile the campus community is, you know, where if we have our student athletes, you know, unfortunately, if they're out there and they got sick and we had increased cases on campus and had to shut down, it would be a financial disaster for our school. And you see it all around the country where universities that aren't as vibrant as Villanova are cutting sports and cutting programs. And we have to avoid that at all costs. So I'm very, very disappointed, like you said, and I feel many of the same things you feel. But I'm just happy that we have a program right now and that we're going to have one going forward.
Coach, how
James
are the
team?
How are the
Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead.
How are the players taking it?
They've been great. They're obviously disappointed.
Sure.
They're Division I athletes, so they're there. They're at Villanova partially to compete in that sports, and they're not able to right now. But they've done fantastic in the classroom. They've put a lot of energy into their studies. When this all happened in the spring, all they could do was basically sit at home and finish up their classwork. And we had the highest GPA we've ever had. We finished with a 3.8 collective GPA for the golf team, which was pretty amazing. So I was really proud that we dealt with a terrible, you know, break in as far as our season being canceled, and really turned it into a positive. So they're approaching it the same way. They're working hard in the classroom, but like I said, they're very happy that at least they can go to the golf course and at least practice their sport.
Alan, you jumped in just in time asking the same question I was going to ask about the players of James Wilkes, the head coach. James, go one step further. Since we're not going to be able to read their names in headlines, mention the names of your top players, and let's give them a little headline right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we have our captain, Reb Banus, is a senior. We have our junior captain is Matt Davis. We had a transfer join us who is in the business school now. He graduated from San Diego State and is now getting an MBA at Villanova, Ambrose Abrakimato. We have our biggest roster ever. So if you want me to go the whole way, we have 11 student athletes now, which is awesome. We just have such a great group of guys. We're very deep with talent. And we really feel like we'll be competitive in the conference once we get to get out there on the road and play.
Thanks, James. Alan, Eddie, wrap it up for us. We'll see you all next week in Atlantic City.
Tony, till next week. Eddie, this is your time of year, right?
Oh, absolutely. Montgomery County, Atlantic City, head coach, thank you for joining us very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, I just wanted to say the distribution on the podcast, people got to listen, because we actually had a question right here in front of us.
We did.
Someone was like, I'm listening. It's just like, well, it's on live now, but but you can find the Golf Talk Live podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, which is the most important one, TuneIn, radio.com, like all the, you just have to search Golf Talk Live, all one word, Golf Talk space Live. I just wanted to get that in there, Alan.
Well, cool. I appreciate that, because as we mentioned last week when we really announced it, and by the way, I've already seen an uptick in people that are listening. In the coming weeks, we're going to be introducing a few new people. We're going to be introducing some new segments specific to the podcast. It's going to be a great place to listen to Golf Talk Live wherever you happen to be traveling and whenever. I guess that's the key. You know, they say that most people listen actually in their car.
Right.
They put on their favorite podcast while they're making the drive to work.
All right.
Well, so.
Well, of course, we just wanted you to check that out. Instagram blowing up, Golf Talk Live. You started it, and now it's the, if you want to see pictures of these great destinations that we are broadcasting from, like this week in Lulu, next week in Atlantic City.
You're absolutely correct. When I went down to see Tony at the World Handicap Amateur in Myrtle Beach, I tried to document it as much. We have Tony's video blog. We're really, folks, if you have the opportunity, if you follow Instagram, Golf Talk Live on Instagram, we have got a great following already started there, and it's continuing. We're also on Facebook at...
Yep. Facebook.com/Golf Talk Live.
There you go.
Type it into Facebook.
And we're also on Twitter.
Yep.
TL Golf Talk Live.
We're all over the place, man.
We're everywhere.
This was a day.
And you know where we're going to be next week?
Yeah.
Tony already gave it away. Tun Tavern, Atlantic City. Looking forward for a happy hour show.
Sign me up to Walt Cooper back in the studio. Tony Leodora down in Florida. Alan, take it away.
You are listening to Golf Talk Live, the number one golf radio show in America.
Sponsored by Norris Sales Company, the one-stop shop for all of your contractors' equipment rentals, sales tools, and safety supplies for your project. Visit them at norrissales.com. And in part by Black Cat Cigar Company, world famous and available at Germantown Pike in East Narton. And by Kutztown Auto, Eastern Pennsylvania's Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealer. Mainland Golf Club and Bella Vista Golf Club, Montgomery County's complete golf experience. By Destination Montco Golf, promoting the game in Pennsylvania's golf capital. By Antigua, the official apparel company of Golf Talk Live. The Sheraton Atlantic City, the perfect hotel for business or fun. By Ravensclaw Golf Club, Montgomery County's top-ranked daily fee course, hosting the business leaders of the golf world for the 30th International Network of Golf Spring Conference. And by Westover Country Club, 50 years and still your golf and event leader.